हेलो फ्रेंड्स, आई एम डॉक्टर अनूप कर्णिक एंड आई एम गोइंग टू रन यू थ्रू दिस क्वालिटी मैनेजमेंट इन हेल्थ केयर, कंसेप्ट ऑफ क्वालिटी इन हेल्थ केयर. अ शॉर्ट इंट्रोडक्शन अबाउट माई सेल्फ. आई एम अ मेडिकल डॉक्टर एंड आई हैव गॉट 10 ईयर्स ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस इन मेडिकल इन हेल्थ केयर इंडस्ट्री, एज वेल एज आई हैव 10 years of experience in pharma industry and 8 years of experience in IT industry. So it's a cumulative industry experience about 20 years, but healthcare is the prime part of all these experiences. I'm a medical graduate and I have also additional qualifications in business management as well as clinical research. And apart from that, I have been into lot of I have also got lot of IT certifications in healthcare. So with this introduction, we can start with our today's topic. So if you see, these are the circles. Actually, we can see the concept of quality in this whole circles is you see lot of points over there, like effectiveness, efficient, quality, then timely. So these actually circles are intertwined amongst themselves, and as we go on the session, you will understand that how these circles or how these different parameters are going to be, you know, unfurled in front of you along with its relationships with each other. As per World Health Organization, that is the WHO, health is not merely absence of disease or infirmity, but it is a state of complete physical, mental, social and spiritual well-being of the people. So if you see this particular definition, it is a holistic definition of the health. And we are not only considering the physical aspect, but also mental, social, spiritual and overall well-being. Healthcare is the maintenance or improvement of health via the prevention, diagnostic and treatment of disease, illness, injury and other physical and mental impairments in human beings. So typically, if you see this particular definition, it encompasses every aspect of a healthcare. So not only the treatment, but also the prevention, the diagnostic and the treatment of not only disease, but injury, illness and any other physical or mental impairment in us. Healthcare is delivered by health professionals. Obviously, you can call them doctors, you can call them nurses, you can call them practitioners or providers in allied health fields. So when we go ahead, you will understand that there are different health fields, like you have midwifery, you have nurses, then you have even paramedical. So there are different allied health fields. So some of them are, you know, mentioned below, like dentistry, midwifery, that is, you know, obs and gynecology, or you know, midwifery is actually into pregnancy and childbirth, related to pregnancy and childbirth. Then nursing, medicine, even optometry, that is the visual, anything to do with the visual impairments or, you know, eyesights. Then audiology, that is the ear, nose, throat. So if you have any ear, nose, throat problems, yes, there are doctors who are specialist in the ear, nose, throat problems, where you can go and have consultation. Pharmacy, yes, you have all the different pharmacies in big hospitals, and along with the doctors, the pharmacists, that is who actually dispense the medicines, they also are a part of healthcare industry. Psychology and other health professions are also part of healthcare. Yes, psychology is a part of healthcare, because we have seen that mental health is also aspect, is also considered as one of the important aspect. It includes the work done in providing primary care, secondary care and tertiary care as well as in public health. So what is the primary health, primary care and secondary care and tertiary care? So there are different types of cares which are there in healthcare. So primary health care is typically when in villages you go to a primary health center, you know. So there are all these dispensaries, village dispensaries, where the poor people, they go and they have, if they have any health problems, there are district health officers or the doctors who are employed over there to take care of the villages. So there is a primary health care. So basic things, basic commodities are present, obviously. And then if certain things, like if there are some serious diseases, then they are referred to a secondary, secondary care. Like for primary care, you have, you know, in villages there are scorpion bites or there are snake bites. So for them, actually, primary health care is very, very important. Secondary health care is a little bit bigger hospital in maybe, say, tier 2 or tier 3 metros. You know, like they have a setup, but not very great setup. They have basic commodities, like for example, say X-ray, or maybe even, you know, many specialties are there. But then again, the facilities of at a secondary care is always limited. And tertiary healthcare are like the big hospitals that you see, you know, in metros, like for example Jupiter Hospital or Apollo Hospital. So these tertiary care is actually, they house lot of facilities like CT scan, MRI, then even the pharmacies are within that hospital. Lot of super specialties are there, and most of them or some of them would be teaching hospitals as well. So they house some medical schools as well. So that is a tertiary care, a big hospital. And so that is how, you know, typical healthcare is divided into. So now we come to the definition of quality. So what is quality? So quality is defined by the World Health Organization. Now you must be wondering, what is this World Health Organization? So just to brief about, you know, World Health Organization, it's the organization across the global, across globally different countries are there. So the World Health Organization has got lot of representatives from different world, different parts of the world. So they are some India, some representatives from India, some representatives from US, some representatives from different countries. And that is why it takes cognizance of lot of health issues which go across the world. So not only maybe, you know, in India, but within maybe Somalia or Uganda or, you know, third world countries, even there also, if there are some diseases which require a lot of attention, lot of medicines, then they try to get the medicines from developed countries and try to utilize these medicines to the diseases in the developing countries. So that is the primary job of a World Health Organization. So it defines quality as follows. A health system should seek to make improvements in six areas or six dimensions of quality, which are named and described below. These dimensions require that the healthcare be. Now we are going to go for the six dimensions of the WHO. One is effective. And these dimensions, mind you, are the same dimensions that you are seeing on the first slide. Right? So this is effective. Delivering effective healthcare that is adherent to an evidence-based and results in improved health outcomes for individuals and communities based on the need. So yes, you have a need, and this particular healthcare is adherent to, you have to be an evidence-based medicine. Like for example, if there is a disease, so what is the evidence of the disease? Is there a documented evidence? Are there clinical trials? Are there publications which actually show what is the extent of this particular disease? So that is what is effectiveness, or what, that is the evidence-based. And then the result into the improved health outcomes. So if you have a fantastic research done, if you have an evidence, then only you can have actually an improved health outcome. Because on that evidence basis, you will have an outcome. So that is what is effective. Second circle is the efficient. So being effective is another part, being efficient is another part. So delivering an efficient healthcare in a manner which maximizes the resource use and avoids waste. So you have to be very, very careful in maximizing the resource use. So because you have to be very understanding that the resource in healthcare today globally are very less, and it is very, very important to actually manage the resources. And when I mean resources, I mean men, machine, money, as well as the processes. So all these things, we have to be very efficient, and it should avoid waste. Wastage avoidance is very, very important. Third point is accessible. Absolutely. What is the point if it is not, if it is effective, if a healthcare is effective and efficient but not accessible to the common people? And that is why today, if you see, even our Prime Minister Narendra Modi, he has been instrumental in developing lot of ideas, lot of concepts in actually making the healthcare accessible to the general people, like Ayushman, these kind of initiatives. So that is very, very important today. So delivering healthcare that is timely, geographically reasonable, and provided in a setting where skills and resources are appropriate to the medical need. So absolutely, when you go to a village, all these skills and resources should be accessible to the villages. Fourth point is acceptable and patient-centered. Absolutely. One important question you can always ask yourself. Okay, we are discussing about all this healthcare, but for whom we are doing this? For patient. And that is why this should be patient-centered. Like delivering healthcare which takes into account the preferences and the aspirations of individual service users and the cultures of their community. So we have to also understand, when we are understanding patient, we have to understand what culture they come from, what are the different economical background of those patients, and accordingly be give acceptable healthcare to the patients. Fifth point is equitable. We are delivering healthcare which does not vary in quality because of personal characteristics such as gender, race, ethnicity, geographical location, or social economic status. I can give one analogy of this. Okay, so for example, at any point of time, have you gone into McDonald's outlet? You go anywhere globally, the taste is same. You go in US, you go in India, you go in China, you go in Japan. Everywhere the taste is same. Why? Because they are maintaining the same equity across geography. And that is exactly what is important today in healthcare. Because it should not happen that if a healthcare is given in villages, it should be very less. And if it is given in, say, tier 1 hospitals or, you know, in a big metro cities, it should be very great. No. The healthcare should be equitable because we are dealing with patients, and patients can be anywhere in any geographies. So irrespective of the gender, race, ethnicity, we have to give an equitable healthcare service. Safe. Delivering healthcare which minimizes the risks and harm to service users. Obviously, the healthcare service that we are providing should be very, very safe. Because if we are giving, if you are not maintaining the safety, then you are defeating the entire purpose of a healthcare. Quality is appropriate application of a medical knowledge with due regard to the balance between hazard inherent in every medical intervention and the benefits expected from it. Absolutely. Because if you see quality, it is a balance. So it is like a balance that we have. You know, you have two ways. So in one portion you have the hazards, and the other portion the benefits. So you have to always see whether the benefit is up or the hazard is up, and that actually differentiates your quality. If benefits are up, hazards are less, more quality. If hazards are up, benefits are less, less quality. Quality is said to be present in your organization, when the patients are so thrilled with the services or the products that they would go out of the way to get your service or products from you. Simple. Today, Samsung mobile or maybe different mobiles are there, or maybe TV sets are there, or maybe even fridge, refrigerators are there. When we, as a consumer, we go in market and we go for a particular brand, why do we go for a particular brand? Because we like it. Because the service which is given to us is very fantastic. And that is why we again and again go for the same brand that we like. Similarly is the same thing with quality. Because if your healthcare is giving the proper service, the best service, your people or your customers will always come to you. If there is a hospital which gives a very good service, of course the number of patients coming to the hospital will always be high. And that is exactly what is quality. Patient satisfaction is defined as the patient's perception of the degree to which his or her requirements have been fulfilled. Obviously, like for example, let us say there is a patient who has pain in the stomach, excruciating pain in the stomach. He goes to a healthcare hospital. Immediately he is rushed to a doctor. The doctor immediately does all the investigations and treats him. And you know, within few moments or within few hours, the patient is happy by even one medicine. Absolutely. His satisfaction is phenomenal. He will never forget you. As a doctor, you would be next to God to him. And that is what is important, and that is what has to be the aim of a fantastic healthcare delivery. Though quality is an abstract perception, it has got a quantitative measure. Obviously, quality is an abstract perception, because somebody else may like something, but somebody else may do not like something. Like a simple thing, even if you take a glass, a simple glass, a person may like it, a person may not like it. So quality is, you know, it's abstract. But here we are going to see through this formula, how are we going to quantify it? How are you going to measure it? So Q is equal to P by E, where Q is quality. P is performance as measured by the service provider, and E is the expectation of the patient. Now you will ask me, how are we going to measure all these things? Yes, today, because of technology, because of different developments, we can easily measure this. We can measure the performance, and we can measure the expectations as well. We have lot of charts, we have lot of tests where we have, you know, for example, for the expectation of patients, you have smileys, like a description of, you know, emojis from being very bad to good or excellent. So, you know, those kind of emotions are there, of smileys are there. And performance, obviously, you can always measure. Obviously, if expectations of a patient are more, perceived quality of the service will be less. Obviously, as I mentioned earlier, expectations have to be mapped down. Because if you don't map the expectations, you as a third person will not understand what a patient expects. Like for example, if a patient goes in, say, Jupiter Hospital or Singhania Hospital or Apollo Hospital, he is expected of a service. Like when I will go, okay, the customers should be very, the AC should be working. If I must get a special room, I must get all the facilities. Okay, if I want doctor, the doctor, senior doctor should come and visit me. Okay, he should not, delay all the procedures. And if I am hoping for some knowledge from the doctors, even the interns, they should come and tell me. If I want my bill, I should be intimated it well beforehand. So this is the expectation. If that is not mapped, then there is a problem of quality. Reliability is defined as the probability and capability of components, equipments, products, systems, and services to perform the required function for desired period of time without failure, in specified environments, and with a desired confidence. This is very important, because let us go step by step. It is the reliability. What is reliability? So it is a probability and capability of components, equipment, products, systems and services. So in a hospital or in a healthcare, you have people giving you lot of services. You have people or doctors using some medicines, some pharmacies, some investigations, some lab investigations, x-rays, CT scans, MRIs. Now, the working of all this system should be there, right? Otherwise, how will the doctor be equipped to give you a service? He will not be. Then, of course, for a desired period of time. So tomorrow, the patient must come. And if the patient has only one, like a simple example would be a patient is admitted for, say, operation or some surgery. He is going to be operated, he is admitted in the hospital, say, one night before. Tomorrow morning, let us say at 6:30 a.m., there is an operation. If he is not given any pre-anesthetic medications in the night, it is useless. The operation can be cancelled the next day. So duration of period of time is very, very important. And without failure, so you cannot fail in that. And that is why once you get all these things in a perfect manner, then only you say that the healthcare is reliable. The best example of reliability, and we all know because cricket is our favorite sport, you know, Rahul Dravid was a reliable batsman, and that is what is reliability when we actually show an analog over here. The healthcare process must guarantee consistency in service. Example, if a process of ambulance to operation theater takes 10 minutes, it should always and consistently be 10 minutes. Now, this you would say, this is a very dangerous situation because you can't have every time the ambulance operating in 10 minutes. Agreed? But that is where the quality comes into picture. You have to go the extra effort, the extra mile to maintain this target. So this can be a KPI, that is a key performance indicator of an ambulance to operate in a qualitative measure. The best example of quality is Florence Nightingale. Florence Nightingale, as we all know, that she was a nurse, and she was a nurse with quality personified. At the Crimean War, when the British soldiers were injured, at that those point of time, you know, Florence Nightingale had flew down to that camp with along with some 30 nurses, and their objective was to treat the British soldiers who were wounded. Now, when she reached over there, it was a shock for her because all the cleanliness was not there at all. And healthcare is related to cleanliness. There were all soiled things, the linen was soiled, there were no proper bandages, there were no any utensils or any ways to actually nurse this particular wounded soldiers. And because of these wounds, they had lot of diseases, like typhoid, typhus and dysentery and lot of things. So she had first thing to not only cure the disease but also nurse the wounds of these wounded people or wounded soldiers. And she did it through her pioneering work, I would say, established a positive correlation between the quality of the nursing care and the mortality rate among the wounded soldiers. So the way she gave the nursing help with a quality in her mind to the wounded soldiers, it was phenomenal. And that is why Florence Nightingale is always remembered as the nurse in quality. Dr. Ernest Amory Codman, he gave his concept of end result, such as mortality, morbidity, complications, success, etc., and developed end result card for measuring outcome of individual cases. So this is very, very important. At that particular time when Dr. Ernest was there was no measurement of how the particular treatment is been given or what is the extent of a particular disease. And he was the person who actually gave the concept of end result card. So he actually prepared the end result card, like say death, or maybe complication, you know, different complications in maybe various systems. And then general complications, local complications, what is the parameters of success? So for example, Simple, you know, today also you are in your daily life also you are measuring it. If you have fever and you are very highly, you know, you are very uncomfortable, how will you understand whether how much is the degree of the fever? By use of a thermometer. But at Dr. Ernest's time, thermometers weren't there. So he prepared all these things. So that is why this particular person is very, very phenomenal in, you know, giving the end result concept. Abraham Flexner, through his study of medical education system, pointed out the important linkage between quality of medical education of physicians and the quality of patient care. And absolutely, it is very, very important, because today this particular Abraham Flexner's principle is very important when we deal with quacks. Because if, and in India, you must know that there are hundreds and thousands and crores of quacks everywhere. By quack I mean a bogus medical practitioner. They don't know, they have not studied medicine, and yet they practice. And they give medicines on their own to the patient. What is the result? The result is patient is gone, patient is dead, or patient has complications. And that is why Abraham Flexner put the focus on medical education system. He actually visited in those times to US and Canadian medical schools, and he understood. He gave lectures, he gave some insights which were very, very important to the US and Canadian medical schools. And that is why quality of patient care is directly dependent to the quality of the medical education. Dr. Donabedian, he introduced his famous three measures, structure, process and outcome, and emphasized the importance of looking at all the three measures when monitoring and assessing the quality of care. Structure element includes building, equipment, manpower utilized. Process includes the actual operational activities carried out by service providers. And outcome includes the end results or the effects of the care process on the health status of the patient. So very, very simple. What is the structure? If you, like for example, I can actually map an example over here to explain you structure, process and outcome. If we have a huge hospital like Apollo, okay, which has got phenomenal buildings, ACs, good services, good CSSD department, then good sterility department, and all the consultants, super consultants and everybody at your service, a very good administrative services, electronic database and etc. Fantastic and phenomenal structures are there. Similarly, if they have good processes, that is the standard operative processes, okay, when, you know, typically when you are admitting, the patient, quickly the OPD forms are filled and IPD forms are filled, and then immediately the patient is wheeled to the consulting doctors, or maybe he is navigated to the various rooms in cases of emergencies, in operation theatres, then in CT scans, etc. Absolutely, that is the process. What is the outcome? Absolutely, you will have a fantastic healthcare. So that is how he, Dr. Donabedian, has focused on this particular structure, process and outcome of the measures. The concept of total quality management by Fregerbaum came into being, and even healthcare industry caught up with the concept. Quality from the doctor's point of view, quality from the patient's point of view. Absolutely correct. Two different quality perceptions. A doctor may define quality as a kind of care that may relieve the pain and suffering and restore health to the best possible level. What is the patient's perspective? Patient may define quality as the best possible treatment that is timely, safe, affordable and can restore his health to his full earning capacity at the earliest. So we have to have, when we are considering of total quality management, it should not be only from the doctor's point of view and not only from the patient's point of view. Because doctor and patient are the two ends of the line of quality. Okay, so patient is the receiver and doctor is the giver. So at any point of time, quality, when we talk about total quality management, we should talk about quality perceptions or quality expectations of doctor as well as patient. So that is a total quality concept. Quality has gained importance due to two important factors. The competition has increased tremendously, and the patient is now educated and knowledgeable, obviously. And therefore, why should the patient come to your hospital? What is your USP, unique selling point? Are the questions to be answered? Obviously, if today, if I were to set up a hospital, I would have to take all these things into consideration, because today when I am setting up a hospital, I am competing with 10 different hospitals, super duper service providers. So I have to answer all these questions. What is my USP? What is my hospital is going to bring? Like, for example, I may say I have holistic care, I have acupuncture, I have homeopathy, I have allopathy, I have CT scans, and I have all the medical treatments all under one roof. I have connections with consultants abroad, consultants in the US, in the UK, who can give a telephonic consultation. I have electronic documentation of all the databases and all the data that is going to be in the hospital, and that's going to be a confidential data. So if I talk about all these things, obviously, as a patient, you'll be interested to come to my hospital. And that is why we have to have all these things very, very important in our parameters. If any organization has to succeed, it must follow high quality at minimum cost. According to WHO report 2000, now this may be quite old, but the message is very, very simple, and very, very clear. Improving outcome is one of the major objectives of healthcare system. Okay, so this must have started at that time, but it is actually, even today also, it is viable that the improving outcome is very, very important. As such, service delivery and responsiveness of the system to the expectation of the people are critical determinants, and that implies quality of the healthcare system. So you have to understand that service delivery and responsiveness. So for example, let us say you come in the hospital, you walk towards an information counter, you must be able to get immediate information that if you are inquiring that maybe Dr. XYZ is there or not, or what is his times. Either the person should be, first of all, the person should be present, and second, he should immediately tell you that okay, Dr. XYZ, as per your request, is present in this time, this date. If not, he can always give you a timetable which is printed. Obviously, such timetables are printed of all the doctors who are visiting the different hospitals. So that can also be done, actually. So this is the responsiveness and service delivery part example. Various quality systems. You can see all these are mentioned. These are actually the various quality systems which are present across globally. Like total quality control, we have just discussed. Just in time is the Japanese methodology, and that was actually, just in time is you are actually keeping no delays, right? It's very, very, very important and very interesting to understand the just in time concept, because this actually was done or actually conceived when there was in the supply chain or manufacturing goods. So when we all know, right, like when we are manufacturing goods, we are preparing from raw material to finished goods, and we are packaging and keeping them for selling. So that inventory, the warehouse has got a inventory of all the goods. So their important part is you can't have goods placed just like that in that particular warehouse, not being sold, or because that is the delay time or wastage time. That's what the Japanese used to think. So their objective was, once the good is finished, it should be out of the warehouse for delivery. And for that, you have to actually work it the other way around. That is, you have to calculate, okay, when is the particular delivery is going to be, when is the demand of the delivery, when is the delivery expected to be happening, and accordingly, how can we prepare the entire process from raw material to finished goods. It was a very, very difficult exercise, but the concept was phenomenal and it increased a lot of profits. So the same thing can be applied over here. ISO 9000, yes, these are all the international quality measurements which are very, very vital. Statistical process control, yes, every process has to be statistically oriented, and you have to have a statistical analysis of whether this process can be successful or cannot be successful, whether this process can be of quality or not. Quality circles, yes. Quality circles are nothing but it's the meetings of different quality, different, you know, departments within the organization, and obviously in the quality department as well. So in an organization you have a quality department, and those quality department actually have monthly, weekly, quarterly meetings with different business units to understand how the quality can be improved. And this kind of meetings can be actually applied in the hospitals as well. Zero defects. Zero defects, yes, absolutely. It's a very, very, very important, idea. And I think, this actually gives me one very, very interesting, concept of, and most of you, all of you would immediately relate to it, zero figure of Kareena Kapoor, So that is actually, so that comes from this part of zero defect. So zero defect is actually doing no defect at all. When you are actually doing any service, when you are actually doing any kind of activity, medical activity, you should not have any defects. And that is very, very interesting concept.